You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Mike Bennett.
Do you ever imagine passing for nearly 500 yards in a game?
The thing I focus on coming into a game, I just think of myself, like, what can I do today to help this team win? You know, I just want to win. You know, that's the main thing for me. You know, I just want to continue to push myself and push my teammates to be great each and every day, you know. So those things happen whenever you win and you're doing the right things. You're executing the right way. You have great preparation and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, just having that, you just make sure that I come into each game, you know, 100% ready, not worried about anything outside of what's going on that play.
How did you guys feel about this game? Was it, do you feel must win today? Do you have to come out of here with a victory?
No, every game we want to win, you know. So it's not like, oh, the past two games, it wasn't good. We have to win. It's not like that. It's just we have to execute. We have to go out there and just play our football, you know, just continue to stay dialed in and play the whole 60 minutes and beyond if it needed. So we just go out there and just have fun. You know, that's the main thing Coach DeBoer preaches, you know, just go out there and have fun, let it rip. You know, don't play tense, don't play timid, and make sure that every time the ball snaps, you know what you're doing and you have a plan.
That first touch under Rome when he bobbled it, just kind of what were your thoughts as you saw him pull that down?
Yeah, so once I seen him, I had another guy open, you know, but I saw the safety bite down on the guy that was on Rome's side, and I knew I had him one-on-one, and I just knew as long as I got it in the area, he was going to come down with the ball, you know. I'm not going to lie, I held my breath for a second, but I knew he was going to come down with it. You know, I was just like, man, why you made it look harder than what it was? But, you know, he's a great guy, you know, he's a guy that's real, real dialed into his technique, his route running, and, you know, just finishing plays, and, you know, that's what he did today.
Do you feel like you're just getting better every week? It seems like when you have a bad week, you don't follow that with another bad week.
Yeah, no. Like I said, you know, I just continue to have a 1-0 mindset. You know, just focus on what's right there in front of me. Just stay in the present. You know, so I really don't worry about any bad plays. You know, bad plays are gonna happen. You know, it's football. We're playing Division I football. We're playing a lot of great teams. So we just got to make sure that we just stay locked in on the details. And you know, for myself, you know, I just try to stay the same person all the time, no matter what. You know, because you know everybody is gonna be looking at the quarterback. You know, when things are up or when things are down. You know, so either way, I just got to stay that level person and you know be that person that my teammates need me to be.
You have a chance to enjoy your school record that you got tonight?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's a blessing, you know, just getting the record. I didn't even know. During the game, I never look at the scoreboard. Like, I really don't look at the stats and stuff because I don't want to be locked into that. You know, I just focus on what are we going to do this next drive to score a touchdown. That's all that matters. So as long as we got the win, I'm happy, man. It's a blessing. You know, it's great. And trying to keep pushing, keep going forward.
Are you a little blown away when you see the number next to your name, the passing yards?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm blown away because, you know, just the caliber of offense we have and the guys that I have around me, you know, we could put up those numbers any week. You know, it's just a matter of making sure we're executing at a high level and just make sure we're dialed in our preparation each day in practice.
With that being said, the coaching staff truly believes in you every single day to just go out there and just put the team on your back. And how does it feel to just have that trust from these guys?
Man, it feels great, you know. I had to work for it, you know. I had to work extremely hard to get that trust from the coach staff, from the teammates as well, the guys. So it's just a lot of hard work, and, you know, we all seen each other, you know, at our highest and our lowest moments, you know, just as far as off-season workouts and training and stuff like that. So, you know, we definitely trust each other, and it's just a lot of trust built in this building. That's what keeps us so close, you know, even whenever we do come up short, you know, we still stay close, we stay together, and we just continue to push each other to be great the next day.
The sun was also in my eyes a little bit, so I was trying to adjust with that, but, you know, I couldn't let that one hit the grass, so I had to make that play for Penn.
You got juggling skills you show off at parties and stuff?
Yeah, I do juggle. You know, it's not the part. I don't bring it out at the parties, but I do it for some. they might call me lame if I do that at the parties. I don't know juggling. Unless I do it with like five tennis balls or something, that's pretty hard. But I can just do the three. But yeah, I mean, for hand-eye coordination, I do it. But yeah, it was a little bit of a juggling act out there.
You guys had a couple fourth downs came up short on. Do you like playing in an offense and for a team that, you know, if it's close, a lot of times you're going to be aggressive and go for it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I play Madden, I always go for it on fourth. I don't care where I'm at on the field or if I'm at the one-yard line. So I'm just the offensive guy. I like to be on the field, and, you know, they believe in us to go make those plays and, you know, convert. So, yeah, I love it. They have that confidence in us, and we have that confidence in them. And we just got to execute a little bit more, thoroughly, and we'll be all right.
You guys got a big win, but is there a little concern that the defense is not stopping anybody either, like Arizona did today?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as an offensive guy, I just think about ourselves. We try and put the defense in a good position to be able to go out there and perform their task. And, you know, in the last couple games, we've put them in bad positions at certain times. So we just try to erase those mistakes and make sure that, you know, we're scoring and we're getting a good field position for them so that they can go out there and execute.
And, you know, Michael got a school record as well at your
Yeah, I did. I did. I mean, I said congrats to him. You know, he's such a talent. He deserves all of it, and proud of him.
You got added to the Biletnikoff watch list this week. I'm not sure if you saw that or know that. Just kind of, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it means a little bit. I mean, the season's so long that, you know, it's hard to say, you know, if that really means anything to me or not. I appreciate it for sure, but, you know, my mindset is just to keep grinding, keep working, and hopefully be able to raise that trophy up at the end of the season. But, you know, that's not going to happen right now, so I'm just worried about, you know. But it was an honor. It was an honor. So many great wide receivers been on that watch list. So many great wide receivers won that, so it's an honor.
What does it mean to you to become pretty much the number one target, the number one, kind of the number one receiver on this team? Do you feel that? Do you feel a little extra responsibility with that?
I mean, I think that, you know, we have so many weapons in the wide receiver room that, you know, I've told them that there isn't really a defined wide receiver one. I think that, you know, I've been blessed to have so many opportunities that I have, but, I mean, you can place me with any of those guys in the room, and they go out there and make plays, and they're the reason that I'm able to get some of these balls and make some of these plays because of the jobs that they're doing on the field. So, not necessarily. I don't feel that pressure. I just go out there and, you know, try and be my best, the best version of me for this team, and that's all I preach about.
Somehow. Getting it back to it as fast as I can, like I said, it's always a
race. Kind of just take us through that second half. Just kind of what was the mentality coming out of halftime, knowing that you were in the lead, but it was still kind of close, and there was no obviously hung
in there.
We know how important it was to come in that second half and to attack. We seen that their offense was coming down consistently back to back, and we knew we had to respond.
And how has it been for you? Because obviously you had two catches last game, one each of the previous 2 games, but so you went off basically, I think, for over 6. What was different about today for you? Were you just able to find more success? Was Mike finding you more?
Just continuing to trust the process and knowing that not every game or everything is going to go, you know, my way, but it's always important to be ready for that opportunity when you have it.
Just as an offense, kind of how fun is it for a game like this, even though your defense doesn't play great, just a shootout, just kind of, is it more fun for the offense?
And it's fun for sure. Every game, you know, having the opportunity to just go out there and compete with your brothers in close games like that, you know, and just coming out with the win, you know, it's very important, and we needed that win.
You had about, I think, 95 yards in the first half. Kind of really set the tone for that offense, but then Rome kind of took over.
Yeah.
How fun is it to watch those connections and then know that whenever, you know, the ball is thrown your way, it's going to be on the money and you guys can really put up some historic numbers?
It's greatness. It's greatness in the making. You know, we come out every day in practice and compete hard every single day, and, you know, that's exactly how it is in practice. You know, we got guys going and making plays everywhere around the field. You know, we have a lot of playmakers and a lot of takers.
Did you hear the announcement that it was a record-setting day for Penix?
When I got in the locker room, I seen that. You know, honestly, it's no surprise to me because he come in and works his butt off every day.
But did you guys see it coming, or was this kind of always the plan, just go out and ball as long as you can?
We seen it coming before it even happened, you know, before the season, you know, through the process of summer workouts, spring ball, and everything just leading up to this moment. You know, he deserves everything that he's going to have.
He was putting balls in spots where only your guy could catch it. But then, you know, one guy almost didn't catch it, that touchdown by Rome. Where were you for that catch?
I was actually, I think I was on the sideline, I believe. No, actually, I was on the other side of the play. You know, Mike had a good read. He looked the safety off. I had a feeling he was going to throw it to me at one point. But when he looked at me, then he turned around, and I seen Rome wide open, and it was everything was there. Like, it's amazing, you know, seeing things happen like that, and it was a great moment.
Did you guys give him a bit of a hard time? You should have caught it the first.
Getting it back to it as fast as I can, like I said. It's always a race.
So kind of just take us through that second half. Just kind of, what was the mentality coming out of halftime, knowing that you were in the lead, but it was still kind of close, and Arizona obviously hung in there?
We know how important it was to come in that second half and to attack. We seen that their offense was coming down consistently back-to-back, and we knew we had to respond.
And how has it been for you? Because obviously you had two catches last game, one each of the previous two games, but so you went off basically, I think, we're over six. What was different about today for you? Were you just able to find more success? Was Mike finding you more?
Just continuing to trust the process and knowing that not every game or everything is going to go, you know, my way, but it's always important to be ready for that opportunity when you have it.
Just as an offense, kind of how fun is it for a game like this, even though your defense doesn't play great, just a shootout, just kind of, is it more fun for the offense?
And it's fun for sure. Every game, you know, having the opportunity to just go out there and compete with your brothers in close games like that, you know, and just coming out with the win, you know, it's very important, and we needed that win.
You had about, I think, 95 yards in the first half. Kind of really set the tone for that offense, but then Rome kind of took over.
Yeah.
How fun is it to watch those connections and then know that whenever, you know, the ball is thrown your way, it's going to be on the money and you guys can really put up some historic numbers?
It's greatness in the making. You know, we come out every day in practice and compete hard every single day, and you know, that's exactly how it is in practice. You know, we got guys going and making plays everywhere around the field. You know, we have a lot of playmakers and a lot of takers.
Did you hear the announcement that it was a record-setting day for Penix?
When I got in the locker room, I seen that. You know, honestly, it's no surprise to me because he come in and works his butt off every day.
But did you guys see it coming, or was this kind of always the plan? Just go out and ball as long as you can.
We seen it coming before it even happened. You know, before the season. You know, through the process of summer workouts, spring ball, and everything just leading up to this moment. You know, he deserves everything that he's gonna have.
He was putting balls in spots where only your guy could catch it. But then, you know, one guy almost didn't catch it, that touchdown by Rome. Where were you for that catch?
I was actually, I think I was on the sideline, I believe. No, actually, I was on the other side of the play. You know, Mike had a good read. He looked the safety off. I had a feeling he was going to throw it to me at one point. But when he looked at me, then he turned around, and I seen Rome wide open, and it was everything was there. Like, it's amazing, you know, seeing things happen like that, and it was a great moment.
Did you guys give him a bit of a hard time? You should have caught it the first.
Jeremiah Martin.
How did that feel to get that sack to start the game off?
Yeah, it felt good. Like everybody, you know, I just had a son on Thursday, so, you know, I just had a son on Thursday, and now I just dedicated that sack to him, you know what I mean? I just try to get in the backfield as fast as I can. Like I said, it's always a race to the quarterback when you got the, like, Zion and Braylon off the edge, so.
That's your second son, right?
Yeah, my second son, yeah. My first son's name is Kamara, and my second son's name is Kaysen, so.
How do you spell those names so we don't screw them up?
Kamarin is Kamyrin, and Kaysen is Kasyn.
So. What were you doing out there on the field potentially going to be play offense?
I played a little bit, you know what I mean? I got that blocking, you know, CD came. I think a CDA came right behind me, hit me in the back for the touchdown. So, yeah, I play a little bit of tight end, play a little bit of defense. So, I mean, I do it all. Whatever the team needs me to do, I'm there. You know what I mean? As long as we get the win and, you know, play hard as I could every game.
What's it like to be in a game like this where there's basically no defense? I mean, everybody just goes back up and down the field scoring.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know what I mean, pretty crazy. You know, our defense is always on the side. Let's get a stop. Let's get a stop. Let's get a stop. Let's get the ball back to the offense so they can score. So, I don't know. That's just what we try to do best and keep on going. So,
after having zero sacks as a team at Arizona State, there was a lot more pressure today. Granted, Dolores a little bit slippery, but there was more pressure. What do you think contributed to having more pressure overall in this game?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, every week we get hungrier for a sack. You know what I mean? It's like last week, you know, we had like Mark. our teammates harped, like, we had a lot of teammates coming to the edge room, like, the edge room was like, you guys didn't have any sacks last week, what's going on? You know what I mean? We like, we'll do better next week, you know what I mean? So
Alex Cook mentioned last week maybe wanting to kind of send a message to Jaden Delora. Did that at all come into your mind?
Nah, you know what I mean? He's a great player, you know what I mean? Hats off to him, he's a really great player, you know what I mean? And, no, we just go out there and play football each and every week. So,
this is the most success you've had in your career from a sack standpoint in a season, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like
So what was allowing you to get in? I mean, you said you were working hard and you wanted to do it, but what was it that was allowing you to get in? Were they setting the edge a little softer for you? What was the...
Just confidence, you know what I mean? Confidence in the moves that I'm, you know what I mean, I'm going to make, you know what I mean? Like, it's always a pre-snap thing, like, okay, I'm gonna do this move and work this move and I'm gonna win, you know what I mean? But before, I just never told myself that, but speaking into existence and always believing.
So how nice was it to be in front of the home crowd after two tough weeks on the road?
Amazing, you know what I mean? Like I said, we got the best fans in America. I appreciate everybody that came out to the game, and I really mean that. We really got the best fans in America. So.
Can you believe that the Mariners game is still going on?
That is crazy.
It started an hour and a half before you got it started.
That is crazy. What is it now? Like, what, bottom of the...
Top of the 16th, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
It's top of the 16th, yeah.
0-0. Dang. Let's go. Let's go, Mariners.
So, just where does the defense go from here? I mean, still struggling a little bit, keeping guys off, you know, getting stops and stuff like that, but did get a few more stops.
We just got to keep going and keep growing as a defense and as individuals, you know what I mean? Do our 111 and just keep getting three and outs, you know what I mean? And hold people from scoring so much, you know what I mean? We did great in the first four games. You got to keep harping on that and keep going and get off the field on third down. So.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Congratulations.
I really appreciate it.
Got Asa Turner. Asa, you know, still a little tough on the defense, right, but you guys got some stops there at the end. So how nice was it to actually be back out on the field for a full game?
Right. It was great, man. It's been 4 weeks, so we only got like 6 games left, and I know it's coming down to the wire. I know how important the season is, too. I know how important the middle of the season is, with that being our like 5th, 6th game. So it was real important for me to get back out there and just play. And I feel like we molded a lot better. We're able to work with the right guys and get it done.
So, you know, tell me a little bit about what he made that was so tough on you guys. I mean, he just kept plays alive and things like that. Yeah,
quarterback. I mean, I guess that's, you just said it right there. He just kept plays alive. And I guess kind of more than, we played a couple running quarterbacks and stuff like that, but he's more running to throw the ball. So we got to plaster and stay in coverage for a lot longer. That's something we got to work on for sure, as you can see in the game. But yeah.
So how nice was it to play in front of the home crowd after a couple games on the road that were kind of tough?
Well, shoot, I wasn't able to travel to the UCLA one, obviously. But the ASU one, barely played it now and two. But, I love playing at home, man. I love playing in front of my mom, my family, friends and all that, and just in front of my fellow students and stuff like that. It's a great feeling.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.